Brad Schimmel, a former state Supreme Court candidate here in Wisconsin, will see his temporary appointment as a U.S. attorney come to an end next week. It's Wednesday, March 11th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a new survey finds that fewer than 10% of faculty at UW-Madison describe themselves as conservative. And a new postmark rule adopted by the U.S. Postal Service could affect Wisconsinites who register to vote by mail.
The United States Postal Service is not guaranteeing if you drop a piece of mail in a mailbox on a particular day that it will be postmarked on the same day.
Stay with us.
Are you an educator looking for ready-to-use classroom content and engaging professional learning? Visit pbswisconsineducation.org for free videos, games, lessons, and more, built to spark curiosity and support state standards. From writing and Wisconsin history to science and music, find what you need at pbswisconsineducation.org.
Federal judges in Milwaukee say they will not extend former Republican Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel's temporary appointment as a U.S. attorney. As Rich Kramer reports, it's not clear what exactly happens after his term ends next week.
Schimmel was appointed by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi after a commission led by Republican Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin failed to coalesce on recommendations. His appointment expires March 17th. In a written statement, judges on Wisconsin's Eastern District Court declined to extend Schimmel's appointment, but they said it did not reflect on his job performance. University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias says President Donald Trump could go back to the commission.
If not, I'm afraid that Bondi and Trump will do something in Eastern District that won't sit well with, certainly with Baldwin, but also with many Democrats and some Republicans.
Neither Schimmel's nor Bondi's offices immediately responded to requests for comment. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Fewer than 10% of faculty at the University of Wisconsin-Madison identify as conservative. Corrine Hess has more on a new poll from the school's Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.
This study surveyed more than 2,300 tenured and tenure-tracked faculty across all of UW-Madison's schools and colleges. About 27% of people responded. Alexander Talk is the author of the study. He says he wasn't surprised by the ideological composition of professors on campus. He says he hopes the survey better informs people's opinions of UW-Madison.
I don't have a particular policy goal in mind, but I think an informed discussion is always better than an uninformed one and almost always more productive.
A spokesperson for the university said it does not maintain data about the political affiliation of its employees. It's illegal to ask about political affiliation during the hiring process. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A recent graduate of Shorewood High School was stranded in the Middle East after the start of the U.S. and Israel's war against Iran. 18-year-old Santiago Muirhead traveled to Abu Dhabi and the United Arab Emirates to tour a college campus. He was about to go into an interview with the university when he saw missiles above him. They were intercepted by the country's air defense system.
No one knew exactly what was happening. Everyone was in kind of a state of awe, looking just up at these explosions happening above our heads.
The United Arab Emirates has been targeted by more than 1,700 drones and missiles since the start of the conflict.
I never expected, to be caught in this war zone.
Muirhead was stranded at a hotel while he waited to get on a plane out of the country. He said many planes out of the country were fully booked or canceled entirely. He arrived back in Paraguay earlier this week. You may have noticed this. The average price for a regular gallon of gasoline in Wisconsin is up more than 30 cents from a week ago and up more than 60 cents from a month ago. The jump in diesel prices has been even steeper. diesel was roughly $4.50 a gallon yesterday, according to data from AAA. That's up 80 cents from a week ago and more than a dollar from a month ago. Pam Polyak is president and owner of Polyak Trucking, a family-owned and operated logistics company in Lisbon, near Milwaukee. She spoke with WPR's Wisconsin Today about the rise in diesel prices.
It's obviously a drastic spike just in this week's time that'll easily take 30 to 45 days to recover from on a general basis. So if it continues to go up as dramatic as it is right now, the hits will just keep coming a lot faster.
An analyst for price tracker Gas Buddy says the war in Iran is creating volatility in the oil market. He says gas prices could continue to rise. The U.S. Postal Service has adopted a new rule that clarifies when mail is postmarked across the country. As Sarah Lear explains, this could affect Wisconsinites who register to vote by mail.
The newly adopted rule clarifies that a letter is postmarked once staff have the chance to put it in a machine. Ryan Cox with the ACLU of Wisconsin says that could impact people who register to vote by mail.
The United States Postal Service is not guaranteeing that if you drop a piece of mail in a mailbox on a particular day, that it will be postmarked on the same day.
Wisconsin's rules say registration materials have to be postmarked 20 days before Election Day. For people voting in next month's Wisconsin Supreme Court race, that deadline is March 18th. To be safe, Cox suggests mailing in your registration form a few days ahead of that deadline. Wisconsinites also have the ability to register to vote online, or they can register in person until the time polls close on Election Day. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, an author remembers winter mornings helping his father milk cows on his family's dairy farm. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is about the food.
Tacos.
Who doesn't love a taco?
Exactly.
Everybody says, oh, this tastes good. How do you season it? Oh, we can't tell you. Just eat some more.
I wish my lemonade would be so famous that I could just walk down a red carpet.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Life on a Wisconsin dairy farm begins long before sunrise. Author Chris Hardy reflects on the early winter morning milking routines he shared with his father and the memories that stayed with him long after the work was done. This essay is featured in his book titled Back Home, Country Tales Through the Seasons.
Time to get up. It was 5 a.m., and Dad issued notice from the foot of the stairs. Usually I was already awake, having heard the alarm clock and listening to Dad walk down the steps and start his early morning preparations. It was winter on the farm. Outside it was well below zero, and I was loath to leave my warm bed. But I learned the hard way that you didn't want to be told twice. I came downstairs in my pajamas and shivered slightly as I pulled on my barn clothes from the closet in the utility room. I slipped on my boots, zipped up my coat, and put on a pair of heavy gloves before stepping out the back door. The frigid air hit my face and made me gasp. My boots squeaked against the snow as I made the short walk to the barn to join Dad. Inside the Stanchion barn were 65 Holsteins. The cold air was filled with vapor from their breathing. The only source of warmth in the barn was the body heat from the cows. Sometimes it wasn't enough. On extremely cold mornings, water pipes would break, sending streams of water into the gutters. Dad came from the milk house pulling a cart which held two buckets of hot water with a disinfectant and a large sponge for cleaning udders. I grabbed the surcingles, large leather straps that went over the top of the cows to hold the milker machine buckets. The morning silence was interrupted when I threw the switch on the vacuum pump that operated the milking machines and the step saver, a stainless steel cart wrapped in a hose that was wheeled down the center of the barn aisle. We milked the cows with our bare hands that were constantly wet and numb from the cold. I tried to keep them warm by pressing them between the top of the cow's udder and her haunch. Sometimes there was idle chatter about which chores needed to be done that day. To pass the time, we sometimes played our own version of 20 questions. Sometimes we listen to the clock radio hung by two pieces of twine halfway down the barn. But usually we milked in silence, slowly moving down the barn from cow to cow, skipping the cows who were out of lactation. It was important but tedious work. You became familiar with each cow, how much they'd give, which took longer to milk, and which tended to be a little jumpy and likely to kick at you or the milking machine. 2 hours later, we'd reach the last 15 cows who were in one row of stanchions on the far side of the L-shaped barn. As we finished up, one person would fill a cart with ground corn and feed each cow individually. The other would complete the milking, carrying and wheeling the milking equipment back to the milk house. It was time for breakfast, so while the cows ate, we'd go inside the house around 7:30 a.m. to warm up and fuel up. The day had just started. Chores ahead of us included feeding calves, throwing down hay from the mow, scraping pens, cleaning gutters, spreading manure, and hauling wood, with short break for lunch. Then it was another repeat performance of the milking at the end of the day. The barn was a busy place, but like many barns now, today it's dark and silent. The last cow milked there nearly 20 years ago. I sometimes glance at it during these winter mornings and I think back to those busy days. I hated the hard work then, not realizing until I was older how much I learned. Responsibility, ingenuity, and character became ingrained, building a straight line to later career successes. A boy became a man.
Chris Hardy is an author who lives in West Salem. This piece was produced by Sarah Hopeful. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Time for a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. We've got a winter storm warning in effect for parts of northern Wisconsin until 1 this afternoon. The northern about two-thirds of the state entirely under a winter weather advisory until 1 this afternoon as well. Highs in the 30s today with wind gusts near 20 miles per hour at times. Overnight lows in the teens and 20s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.